Here's a thought I'll title, Repeat the Theme, Not the Image. And this is about project-oriented photography, which I have to confess, I learned nothing about in my earliest days of photography, because everything was in pursuit of the single image that would be matted and framed and hung somewhere, in a gallery or on a wall. And there was never any thought given to multiple image projects. The only exception that I can think of is we did have fleeting conversations about the photo essay, a la W. Eugene Smith in Life magazine, and there were probably some others, but I can't even remember who they are. When I think of photo essay, his is the only name that really leaps to mind, other than maybe National Geographic as a publication was project-oriented photography. But my training, as it were, was entirely geared towards the individual spectacular image. And I'm really grateful for that, because it taught me how to look at images and how to analyze images, how to think about my own photography, what made a good photograph as compared to one that wasn't quite up to speed. But having to put together a multiplicity of images into a theme was something sorely lacking from my education. So I've had to try to make up for that in my later years, particularly since I've started working in projects in the early 1990s, things like the Made of Steel book or Seeing in Sixes or Chapbooks or Folios, multiple image projects. And one of the things that I have observed repeatedly as we've been publishing these things over the years is a very, very common mistake. And that is when the photographer puts together a series of images that are essentially repetitious. They're the same subject, maybe photographed from the same distance, maybe from a slightly different angle. Or as another way of illustrating this, imagine someone's doing a project of roses, and they've got 10 different pictures of roses, but they're all dead center in the middle of the frame, photographed against a black background. So, yes, they're all different roses, but there's a repetition that makes the project drag a little bit. Looking at the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 7th, 10th, 20th rose doesn't add any information. It just repeats. And repetition is never a good thing in a project with multiple images. It very easily encourages the viewer to turn their examination into a quick view. Oh, another one, flip, 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 flip. And that's not what we're hopefully looking for in a multi-image project. So the trick, I think, or at least a trick, I think, is to repeat the theme, but not the image. And I first got onto this idea years ago, for reasons I now can't remember why, I decided I needed to learn something about classical music because I didn't understand it at all. So I went to the teaching company, and they had a program on the symphonies of Beethoven. And one of the things that I picked up from that teaching company program about Beethoven is that he would always construct his symphonies on a very simple theme, which might be two notes. Dun, 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 dun. You know, I mean, that's it, two notes in descending with a specific rhythm. And then he would take that theme and play it over and over again with different instruments in a different sequence. Sometimes he'd reverse it and it would go dun, 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 you know. So he played with a theme, and the best themes are ones that can be massaged and twisted and turned, but they all go together because they share the same theme, if not the same implementation. And that's a very handy idea for us photographers to use when we're putting together a multi-image project. We want to have the same theme, the same mood, the same idea, but expressed in different ways. And I find that a particularly interesting challenge. It's not always obvious how to do that. So it stretches my creativity to figure out how to take the same theme and apply it in a different composition. Photographically, sometimes that means moving in closer or moving farther away or tilting the camera angle or putting elements together so that there's more than one subject in the frame. There's lots of ways you can repeat the theme without repeating the composition. And I think for all of us who work in project-oriented photography with multiple images, that's the key. Can we figure out how to repeat the theme without repeating the image, without repeating the composition? And maybe not a bad way to think about that is to take a moment and listen to a little Beethoven.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.